Andrew, you've got your national title back. You're the 110-metre hurdles champion again. How does that feel?
I'm over the moon. It's always a great race. Obviously, I missed it last year because, you know, between everyone on my team and Bridge Athletics, we decided that I can test the Paris Diamond League. And, you know, that worked really well last year. I ran a PB there against great competition. But I absolutely love the British Champs. I was always returning back. And, you know, I'm delighted to win today and to do it in Birmingham.
Let's talk about the race itself, because it seemed very, very windy. The time you got 13.61, maybe not that important, given you'd already got the standard, but how was it on track side at the track level?
Yeah, it was very windy, and kind of more importantly, it was changing directions constantly. And obviously, you know, with the hurdles, they're a set distance apart, so the wind can play a big factor. And, you know, I got too close to a couple of hurdles in the second half of the race where I was almost pushing into the wind a bit too hard, and you know, that affected the race, but it's not worth reading into the time too much given the blustery conditions. And, you know, you saw that in our event across the board that everyone was kind of down. But, yeah, -2.5, you don't see that too often.
Looking ahead to the summer, European Championships, of course, World Cup now as well. The Commonwealth Games, that disappointed you. You weren't happy with the final there. You've got a chance to redeem yourself now and really make a name for yourself for Great Britain. You've got the likes of Aries Merritt saying nice things about you. So what do you think you can achieve this summer, Andrew?
You know, I've shown it indoors. I've won the European indoors, the world indoors. And the form is there for the outdoors. It's just taking me a little bit longer. So, you know, there's no race or championships indoors or outdoors that I go into now where I'm not there to win a medal. And, you know, I was looking good for the last European Champs in Amsterdam in 2016. But I had to pull out the final with a small injury as one of the fastest qualifiers. So I'm in a much better place this year, and I'll, you know, take that into Berlin and contest for the title.
Birmingham as a city is the first place you went to watch athletics. How special is it to compete here in the British Championships in front of a local crowd? You're a Stratford boy, not too far away.
Yeah, I grew up down the road, and, you know, I came here as a kid both to watch and to compete in, you know, like Midlands Championships and County Championships and whatever else. So, you know, this city and this stadium in particular holds a very special place in my heart, and it's always great to come back. Crowd are always absolutely superb, and, you know, to do it under the sun, there's, you know, not a lot more we can ask for.